Welcome to your five for today. Johnny was learning to count. His teacher, Miss Watson, was patiently taking him through a simple exercise. "Now, Johnny," she began, "if I gave you one apple, and one apple, and one apple, how many apples would you have?" Johnny looked at his hand and slowly uncurled each finger in turn. Turning his gaze back to his teacher, he said confidently, "Four apples, miss." Miss Watson sighed. "Let's try that again, Johnny. If I gave you one apple and one apple and one apple, how many apples would you have?" Johnny repeated the process and for the second time looked up and said, "Four apples, miss." Miss Watson thought, then pulled some pencils from a drawer. "If I gave you one pencil and one pencil and one pencil, how many pencils would you have?" Johnny looked at the pencils, and with a look of pure concentration, he declared, "Three pencils." Miss Watson breathed a sigh of relief. "Good. Now if I gave you one apple and one apple and one apple, how many apples would you have?" "Four." Very patiently, Miss Watson held up her hand with all the fingers closed into a fist. "Watch me, Johnny," she said, "if I give you one apple," and as she said it, she uncurled one finger, "and one apple," and she uncurled a second finger, "and one apple," she uncurled a third finger, "how many apples would you have?" "Four, miss." "Why," said his teacher, almost shouting in frustration, "where do you get the other apple from?" "My mum, miss. She gave it to me for my lunch. It's in my lunchbox." The mind of a child can be a wonderful thing. Sometimes, as adults, we can be so sophisticated that we miss the simplicity of what is truly important. Jesus recognized the value of children. One day he was tired, and when some mothers brought their children to see him, the disciples chased them away, thinking that Jesus was too tired to bother with unimportant children. But the Bible tells us that when Jesus saw what was happening, he overruled his disciples and welcomed the children to him. The next words he spoke really summed up his feelings towards children. "Let the children come to me. Don't stop them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are like these children." The trust of a child is something very special. I can remember as a young boy waiting for a bus with my parents when we were hit by an amazing thunderstorm. The thunder rolls were terrifying. Without saying a word, my dad just put his arm around me and pulled me close to him. I needed no more. Dad didn't make the thunder go away, but I was secure in his grasp, and that was enough. What Jesus looks for in us is that simple childlike trust that rests and trusts in an all-sufficient Saviour and asks for nothing but the knowledge of his presence.